Today's reading begins in the book of Exodus, chapter 2, verse 1. Exodus, chapter 2, verse 1. Now a man from the house of Levi went and took as his wife a Levite woman. The woman conceived and bore a son, and when she saw that he was a fine child, she hid him 3 months. When she could hide him no longer, she took for him a basket made of bulrushes, and daubed it with bitumen and pitch. She put the child in it, and placed it among the reeds by the river bank. And his sister stood at a distance to know what would be done to him. Now the daughter of Pharaoh came down to bathe at the river, while her young women walked beside the river. She saw the basket among the reeds, and sent her servant woman, and she took it. When she opened it, she saw the child, and behold, the baby was crying. She took pity on him, and said, "This is one of the Hebrews' children." Then his sister said to Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and call you a nurse from the Hebrew women to nurse the child for you?" And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Go." So the girl went and called the child's mother. And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Take this child away and nurse him for me, and I will give you your wages." So the woman took the child and nursed him. When the child grew older, she brought him to Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. She named him Moses because, she said, "I drew him out of the water." One day, when Moses had grown up, he went out to his people and looked on their burdens, and he saw an Egyptian beating a Hebrew, one of his people. He looked this way and that, and seeing no one, he struck down the Egyptian and hid him in the sand. When he went out the next day, behold, two Hebrews were struggling together, and he said to the man in the wrong, "Why do you strike your companion?" He answered, "Who made you a prince and a judge over us? Do you mean to kill me as you killed the Egyptian?" Then Moses was afraid and thought, "Surely the thing is known." When Pharaoh heard of it, he sought to kill Moses. But Moses fled from Pharaoh and stayed in the land of Midian, and he sat down by a well. Now the priest of Midian had 7 daughters, and they came and drew water and filled the troughs to water their father's flock. The shepherds came and drove them away, but Moses stood up and saved them and watered their flock. When they came home to their father Reuel, he said, "How is it that you have come home so soon today?" They said, "An Egyptian delivered us out of the hand of the shepherds and even drew water for us and watered the flock." He said to his daughters, "Then where is he? Why have you left the man? Call him that he may eat bread." And Moses was content to dwell with the man, and he gave Moses his daughter Zipporah. She gave birth to a son, and he called his name Gershom, for he said, "I have been a sojourner in a foreign land." During those many days the king of Egypt died, and the people of Israel groaned because of their slavery and cried out for help. Their cry for rescue from slavery came up to God, and God heard their groaning, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob, and saw the people of Israel, and God knew. Today was another short reading based on context, the way that my software has divided it up. But let's think about what's going on here today. Remember that Pharaoh has, first of all, told the midwives to kill the male children, and they fear God, so they don't do so. And they say the Hebrew women are so vigorous that they give birth before they arrive. And God deals kindly with them and blesses them because of that choice that they made. So then Pharaoh commanded all his people, saying, "Every son that is born to the Hebrews you shall cast into the Nile, but you shall let every daughter live." And that's where we start reading of the birth of Moses. His mother knows what this decree is. She knows that she can't hide the child forever. But what she ends up doing is nursing the child for a short while and then coming up with this idea. And I suspect that she knew that Pharaoh's daughter came down to the river, maybe even on a really regular basis, so that you knew, for example, every Tuesday morning she might be there. I don't know that for sure, but I suspect that might be the case with the way things played out here. And of course, the providence of God is going on as well. But she makes this basket out of these bulrushes for Moses and puts bitumen and pitch on it, which makes it waterproof, basically, so it won't sink. and puts the child in it. And they have set this up so that the child will be discovered. They weren't putting Moses in the river to die. They weren't putting Moses in the river just to follow the decree of Pharaoh. She had come up with a plan to save her son. And his sister, of course, is watching over him. And another suspicion here that her mother has coached her in what to say when Moses is discovered. So he is discovered. She takes pity on him. And the girl, of course, steps forward and says, "Do you want me to go get you a nurse?" And she does. And so the child is given back to his mother to nurse until he is weaned. It's unclear at what age they may have weaned children back then, but, you know, it might have been 3 years old, something like that. So she had a couple or 3 years with Moses before handing him off. And so he grows up in Pharaoh's household. But then one day he goes out to see his people. He knows who his people are. He knows he's not Egyptian. And he sees one of them being mistreated and he defends him, but he defends him, well, I guess you could say he defends him in a poor way because he ends up killing this Egyptian. Growing up in Pharaoh's household, he may have been able to just stand up and say, "Hey, stop that," and be listened to. Again, that's an assumption that I make, but he creates a problem for himself. And maybe this is, you know, what God wanted for Moses anyway, was for him to flee and then come back in order to fulfill his plan to bring about the Exodus. But Pharaoh does end up hearing about it, wants to kill him, and so Moses flees. And when he flees, he finds these women taking care of the flock and helps them too. He defends them and waters the flock. And so he ends up marrying Zipporah and having a son. And our reading ends with the fact that that Pharaoh dies, which means that there's going to be a new Pharaoh for when God's plan starts to come to fruition. And that's where we'll pick up tomorrow with talking about the burning bush. So Moses wanted to be with his people and he wanted to help his people. And I think that's commendable. And even if it didn't work out the way that he planned, that's still what he wanted to do. We need to serve and we need to help God's people. We need to be together with our brethren. And we are all one in Christ, and so we should be looking out for one another. And that's something I want to leave you with today, is looking out for one another, and of course that includes prayer. So please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.